Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our live devotional post each Wednesday morning. Looking forward to the weekend schedule this week. And the community breakfast is this Saturday at 9 o'clock. And thanks ahead of time for all of you who helped make that happen. Of course, Sunday, 9:30 traditional service, 11 o'clock contemporary with communion service and children's church. Look forward to seeing you. This morning we continue some end times prophecy, and we talked about Israel and of course their return to the land and some of the ramifications for that. And now I want to talk the next week or two about the one world government. And really the place to start a discussion of that is Daniel chapter 2. When Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of a great image. And so we read in Daniel 2, where Daniel starts to interpret the dream. He says, O king, you had a dream about a great image. The image was mighty and of exceeding brightness. The head of this image was fine gold, verse 32. Its chest and arms silver, its middle and thighs bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and clay. As you looked, a stone was cut out by no human hand, and it struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron and clay and bronze, silver and gold all together were broken and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found, but the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the earth. And then as you go on, he explains how Babylon was the gold kingdom, and then there'll be another kingdom after you of silver, and then another kingdom of bronze, a fourth kingdom that will dominate the world, strong as iron and so on. And then there'll be this divided kingdom made up of the broken toes, which will be various kingdoms. You know, they used to say 10, but of course you break all the toes, that could be 20 or more. We don't really know the exact number. But then it says, in the days of those kings, the God of heaven, God will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, and it shall break in pieces all these other kingdoms and bring them to an end, and God's kingdom will stand forever. Verse 44, the John Dale edition there a little bit. So you hear a lot about, you know, in the end times, a one world empire. Daniel's interpretation of the king's vision of Daniel 2. So Babylon is the kingdom of gold, and then you have Media Persia, the two arms and the chest and so on, then the Greek Empire, the waist and thighs, and then of course the iron legs of Rome, the Roman Empire. So all four of those have come and gone, and then in the end times there'll be this kingdom made up of the broken feet. Many, of course, believe that's a revived Roman Empire. Dr. Jeremiah, Dwight Pentecost from years ago. And I agree, there'll be some kind of revived Roman Empire, European power. But interestingly, as we look at the alignment of nations at the end, and we'll again look at that more next week, looking at Ezekiel and other places, including the New Testament. We know, for example, there's the kings of the East, and even if there's a revived Roman Empire, the kings of the East are still there. I mean, that could be China and other Asian nations that will align themselves to be prepared to invade the rest of the world. There are the kings of the North, potentially Russia, Iran, and Turkey, and other nations that are poised to invade Israel. The Bible talks about Sheba and Dedan and other tribes, and we're not sure who they are. Some say they could be some of the African nations or satellites of the European nation. We don't know. But we do know there will be a one world empire. And we might ask why there'd be a dominant world power. Well, when you think of the arrival of Jesus during the Roman Empire, it paved the way not only for Jesus, but for the gospel. There was basically this dominant power, the Roman Empire, that stretched from Great Britain, you know, all the way towards parts of the Middle East and beyond, and Northern Africa, and a big chunk of Europe. And they built roads, and they had a common trade language. They built all kinds of inventions, waterways, causeways, all kinds of things. So the point is, it made it possible after Jesus died and rose from the dead for the transmission of the gospel, to carry the message. Paul talked about wanting to go to Spain in the book of Romans. He never got there, but eventually other missionaries got there. And we look at the missionary journeys of the book of Acts with Paul and others, and how they were able to spread the gospel because of this one dominant power that allowed for that. The end times will be the same. Having a dominant world power will allow the Antichrist and the beast and the false prophet to not only gain control of trade and commerce and have one language, but they'll have one religion and all these other aspects that we'll look at next week. So you might look at Daniel chapter 2 today and wet your toes in that great passage, dip your feet in there, and get a little bit immersed in what's going on in Daniel. And we'll continue looking at the one world empire, meaning there'll be one dominant power that will control the earth, even though there'll be satellite nations opposed to that. But predominantly, there'll be one world empire, just like during Rome. Father, we look forward to next week and just discussing prophecy, knowing that all these things must come to fruition before your return for the church and before your kingdom, which, of course, we saw talked about in Daniel, that there'll be one kingdom, and you will reign for 1,000 years, according to Daniel 9 and other passages. And until that time, Lord, give us understanding so that we might be ready. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Look forward to seeing many of you Sunday. Hope to see all of you. And if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, as we move closer to the end of time as we know it, it's a good time to get ready by accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hope to see you soon. God bless. Bye now.